Hey there, I'm Sabrina from Nerdy and Quirky, and I'm here because I wanted to let you know that time is running out to take part in this year's Microsoft Imagine Cup. If you've been on the fence about entering because you don't think you have what it takes, you don't think you could come up with an idea, don't have a team, or maybe you just don't want to win it all and take home $106,000. Yeah. I thought that last one would get your attention. Well, you're in luck because I'm here to show you that you, yes, you, are ready. You might already have the winning entry and not know it yet. You got this. So let's say you don't have a clue what your Magic Cup entry might be and you don't have time to come up with one. You've been so busy working on that side project or having fun in that hackathon. Hold on, what did I just say?
Hackathon.
That's what I thought I just said. Did you know that lots of Imagine Cup entries come right out of hackathons? Not only that, but the Imagine Cup gives you access to all sorts of resources. The tech tools and guidance that you'll get can really take your hackathon idea to the next level. Where else could you get access to an amazing set of tools and work in such an awesome environment? Nowhere, actually. Are you still not convinced? The competitive spirit hits us all in different ways. For me, it's being the smartest person in this video, and the only person, but that's not the point. For you, maybe you've had some experience with a taste competition in your school. You clearly have the competition part down. You already have a great idea from the taste competition. So why not get a couple of people together, make a team, and join the Imagine Cup? See? Told you I was the smartest person in this video. A great idea makes a great Imagine Cup entry. Take Team Tactile from last year's competition. They made a text-to-braille converter for the blind that's the size of a candy bar. So do what they did and bring it on with your ideas. The resources the Imagine Cup provides can really help turn your idea into a viable, marketable product. Besides, what's the worst that could happen? You get free trips to the regional and global competitions? You win over $100,000? You change the world? Yeah. Why bother? I'm being sarcastic. Finally, time is running out to enter this year's Imagine Cup and potentially walk away with $106,000. I keep saying it because it's $106,000. You may think you have no time to form a team and come up with an idea, but what you're forgetting is that the Imagine Cup is for students. Students like you, with class projects and group projects and ideas for startups just waiting to be taken to the next level. One of the great things about the Imagine Cup, besides winning up to $106,000, is that you get access to all sorts of experts, from technical experts to business experts, who can help you figure out how to bring your idea from school project to big league startup. Participants in the Imagine Cup also get valuable feedback from Microsoft about their projects along the way. This could help you figure out the real-world business viability of your idea. Now, we're all in school to learn, and that's great. But could you imagine how much greater it would be if you could turn the stuff you're doing in school into the next super amazing company? You could have the next big idea sitting right in front of you. Your team is already on campus with you. That money is practically yours. This is your last chance to enter. So what are you waiting for? Learn more and sign up today at imaginecup.com/USA. Or if you have a question, shoot us an email at icus@microsoft.com.